Our gospel reading comes from the book of John, chapter 17, beginning with verse 6, and it reads, I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They are yours, and you gave them to me, and they kept their word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and all yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as you are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they might have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I come to you today with a sermon that's lovingly entitled, A Mother's Love. Before I go into my sermon, I just have one quick question to ask, and that is, how many of you are suffering with allergies right about now? Yeah, okay. So if by chance I say or do something strange up here, blame it on the allergies or the allergy pill. Pray with me, if you will. Gracious God, we thank you so much for bringing us together once again on this glorious day. And we pray now, Lord, a prayer of blessing upon your word. Let it inspire our hearts and minds and give us guidance, direction, and food for thought. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. A mother's love. Today, of course, as it is no secret or no surprise, is Mother's Day. So I will start off by saying Happy Mother's Day to all of you, not just those who have given birth to biological children, but to those of us who have also been mothers to all the many, many young people that have passed our way. Now, here's where it gets to be a little tricky, because we know that Mother's Day is not a religious holiday, and yet when we think about mothers and we think about what they do and what they stand for, and when we even look at the qualities that we picked out in our children's sermon by naming those women who I highlighted to spell out the word mother, what we'll find in that is the same qualities that we find in Jesus, the same qualities that he encourages us to live by. And so as we look back in our gospel lesson today, what I would like you to do is, when you hear what he's saying and what he's doing and the reasons why, see if you can find somewhere in that your own mother or the mother or person who has been a mother to you in those qualities. And if not that, the qualities that you possess in yourself that you have passed on to those whom you loved in your life. And so, let us begin. As Jesus went into his time of prayer, looking over at his disciples, watching them doing what they always do when he prayed, they all seemed to fall asleep. Knowing that his time on earth was coming quickly to an end and that his work was done and it was time for him to go back home, what I want you to do now is just open your imagination and just paint the picture that I'm giving you. Here we have Jesus just a little ways off, up on a mountain in an isolated spot, away from where everybody can hear him, but they can still see him if they manage to stay awake. And imagine Jesus looking over at his disciples as they slept, realizing how vulnerable they are to the evils of this world. And with that compassion, Jesus then goes down on his knees and begins to pray for them, saying, "Father, I have made your name known to them, to those whom you have given me. They belong to you, just as I belong to you. You entrusted them into my hands while I was here. But now, Lord, it's time for me to give them back to you. I've taught them everything that I knew. Everything that you gave me, I passed back on to them. I taught them how to live a moral, upstanding life, teaching them things like what's written in the Psalms of David. I taught them that if you wanted to be truly happy in this life, don't follow the advice of the wicked. Don't take the same path that sinners take. Don't sit in the seat of those who love to ridicule and poke fun at others. But hold yourself in a higher place, because all of those things will alienate people from you, and at the end, you will be alienated from them as well." He then said, "Instead of doing all those negative things, focus your attention on God, and what you will find by doing just that is you'll find happiness, you'll find joy, you'll actually find peace in the laws that the Lord has given you. And if you take the time to just simply read and to reflect and to meditate on the word of the Lord, do it day and night, what you'll discover is that your heart, your mind, your soul, and your spirit will be fed and enriched and enlightened just like a tree that's standing by a stream of water. No matter how hard the storm winds may blow, no matter how long the drought may last, no matter how many hard times you will encounter in your life, you will still be able to yield fruit in season, just like those trees, and your leaves will never wither, because your faith will be so deeply rooted in the Word of God. Just like those trees are so deeply rooted in the ground that when the storm winds blow, you'll sort of sway back and forth, but you won't fall. And when the droughts hit, your roots will just simply continually be nourished by that stream of water that flows by just like those trees. The stream that will nourish you will be the word of God that you have instilled in your heart and in your mind and has surrounded yourself with." And then I can hear Jesus continuing his prayer saying, "These are the things that will help you to prosper in this life. Not unlike those who turn their backs on God, who thinks that their works and the deeds of their hands will cause them to achieve all kinds of things by doing little underhanded things. No. Their deeds will be judged by God. Their works will be blown away like chaff in the wind. And here's the thing I want you all to remember. Wicked people may think that they're smarter than the average person, and they may get away with a few things here and there. But remember what the scripture says. Jesus taught them that those who do evil in this life have already written their path. And so there'll be no time for them to stand before the Lord and to plead their case as to why they live this kind of life and this, and why they should now be allowed to go into heaven. Their fate is sealed by their actions. But you, beloved people of God, live an upstanding, righteous life so that God will be able to smile upon you and see yourself approved in the eyes of God. And then he says, never forget, no matter how hard times may feel, no matter how difficult the challenges may be in your life, never forget that the Lord will always be there to help you through it. Then Jesus continued his teachings, and he says, Father, they've heard your words, and by the grace of God, they have kept them to the best of their abilities. They didn't always get it right, but they've tried. It took them a while to understand everything that I have taught them. But one day soon, they will come to realize that I truly came from you. And the reason why I came from you was for them. Now, Father, I'm asking this request. On behalf of those who you sent me to take care of, I'm not praying for the rest of the world right now. I just want to take care of my family, my loved ones. Lord, what I want you to do is to protect them and surround them with your love. For you see, the world doesn't like them. Not because of who they are, but because of their relationship with me and my relationship with you. And so, Lord, protect them. Because they're not of this world, just like I'm not of this world. But I'm not asking you to take them out of the world. What I'm asking you to do is to give them the grace and the power and the wisdom and the love to be able to deal with whatever this world is going to bring their way. Guide them and help them to find their way. Keep them from following all the things of this world that would cause them to fall into the hands of evil or into mischief. Fill them with your truth and help them to find the ability and the way to distinguish between what's right and what's wrong in your eyes. And help them to stand strong in the midst of all of the challenges that are going to befall them. And I can see Jesus finishing his prayer with a tearful amen. Beloved people of God, this prayer that Jesus prayed is not unlike the prayer that our mothers have prayed for us. Prayers that mothers have offered up on behalf of their children. Prayers that have gone up asking them to protect my child as it goes off to school, as they go off to work, as they travel abroad, as they enter into relationships and marriages and all the other things that our children go off to. Yes, most of us would love to hold on to our children forever, but we raise them in such a way that we have to let them go. Because like Jesus said, I will not be with them forever. And so with all of that, we see mothers who go through the painstaking challenges of teaching their children about love by loving them first. We see them teaching our children, their children, how to provide for themselves and how to take care of themselves and how not to become dependent on anyone other than God. And teaching their children that no matter what happens, never let go of God's hand. And when things get rough, hold on to his hand just a little bit tighter. They do all of this, mothers do all of this, knowing that their children are getting ready to head out and to face a journey. They don't know where that journey is going to take them. But mothers constantly pray that they've done enough, that they've done the right thing. And unfortunately, when our children who have a mind of their own go out into the world to do their own thing and don't quite get things right, we mothers sometimes turn around and ask, "What did I do wrong?" Mothers, you've done nothing wrong. You've done your job to the best of your ability. And so it's with that that we look at what Jesus did with his disciples, and we realize even in those scriptures that after he sent them off into the highways and the byways to spread the word of God and to do the work they were called to do, realizing that they didn't always quite get it right, Jesus never asked, "Where did I go wrong?" Jesus just simply said, "Come back, keep praying, and keep moving ahead." Beloved people of God, today is our day to celebrate our mothers. We celebrate our mothers by doing the best that we can to make them proud. And the best way to make our mothers proud is by doing the best we can with all the knowledge and the wisdom and the love that they have given us. And then, the best part of it all, passing that on to that next generation to come. And so it's with that that I close by saying to all of you who are mothers, all of you who have stood in the place of mothers, all of you who have loved somebody as a mother would, we thank you and we love you for all that you have done for helping us to be who we are today. We thank Jesus' influence in your lives and God's love that has surrounded you and strengthened you during those tough times when we decided to be a little hard-headed and do what we wanted to do. And so we thank you. And so mothers, know that your work has never been in vain. Your prayers have been answered and you are truly loved. Amen. Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you so much for the influence that you have placed in our lives through your word, which has come through the hearts of those who are our mothers, our grandmothers, and the women and men who have played the role of mothers in our lives. Lord, we're so grateful for each and every one of them, and we thank you for them. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.